Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Area school-aged youth are invited to participate in the Grizzly Basketball Summer Camp, July 7th through the 10th at the West Plains Civic Center. The camp is hosted by Missouri State West Plains Grizzly Basketball head coach Jared Fay, assistant coaches Michael Poindexter and Walt Belcher, and graduate assistant coach Joe Greenwood. Current and former Grizzly basketball players will also help coach in this event. The cost of attending the morning session is $95. The cost to attend the all-day camp is $185. The cost of attending the elite camp is $125. Spaces are limited for each session, so early registration is strongly encouraged. Registration forms can be downloaded at msuwestplainsgrizzly.com/camps/Grizzly Basketball Summer Camp 2025. The St. Louis Cardinals and the Astros played again last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, the pitching was pretty good, but not good enough to overcome a 2-0 lead by Houston, and Josh Hader saved the game for Hunter Brown. The Astros even the series with the 2-0 shutout.
Not a lot of hits in the game. First time in 2025 that the Cardinals were shut out, and they also had a season low in hits with 6. They did have a couple of chances early. They just couldn't cash in.
Leaving runners at second and third in the early innings in the game. In fact, the Astros left the bases loaded twice. They could have had a lot more.
And they got the home run late from Yordan Alvarez, and that made it 2-0, and it just seemed like a huge lead at that point.
Right back at it today, and the first pitch will be coming your way around 12:15 from Steven Matz making his first start.
Cardinals go to a 6-man rotation. Steven Matz has earned that spot in the rotation.
We're on the air beginning at 11:20 this morning. 12:05, Ricky has the lineups. First pitch at 12:15. As the Cardinals go for a series win over Houston.
The Cardinals and the Astros again today on KUKU 100.3. Pre-game 11:20, first pitch 12:15. High school baseball scores from yesterday. Carl Junction over West Plains 9-0. Van Buren over Ellington 11-0. Hartville topped Gainesville 6-4. Licking gets by Mountain Grove 17-2. Ava over Seymour 7-5, Summersville defeats Kabul 12-11, and Thayer romps Winona 21-1. Liberty Eagle football camp for grades K through 8th will be May 13th to the 15th, 5 p.m. to 6:30. Each camper will receive a T-shirt and a game pass to the first home game. Parent forms have been sent from school to be filled out and returned. The West Plains Chamber Caddyshack Classic will be held Friday, May 2nd at the West Plains Country Club and will be a three-person scramble with lunch starting at 11, tee time of 12 noon. Register your team at the West Plains Country Club or go to the West Plains Chamber website. High school softball from yesterday, Van Buren over Bakersfield 12-2, Liberty over Ellington 17-7, Salem over Licking 15-10, Mountain Grove over Plato 6-4. The St. Louis Blues earned a spot in the Western Conference playoffs with a 6-1 win over Utah Hockey Club at Enterprise Center. The Blues scored 4 goals in the first period and never looked back. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.